What's good, everybody? This your boy D Money, creator, director, host, founder of Dreams of Ruler Street Fashion. And we're just on another episode of A Lot of Fashion Podcast. What we're going to get into today is the 10 lessons that I've learned through my 5 years of experience owning, designing, creative directing for a fashion brand. So make sure that you like and subscribe to our channel first and foremost, and make sure that you stay tuned for these gems, as I will have on the web series a commercial break, but we'll be right back with more, you know, gems as far as the lessons that I've learned as far as owning a fashion brand. All right, so we're back with it. So, number one, when you're owning a fashion brand or any business, you have to be consistent in your approach each and every day. You got to think of it as owning a TV channel or TV network. Once that TV network or channel goes black, then you go to hell because nobody's watching you at that point. So you need to keep the TV on. That means on your social media, that means on your day-to-day approach, whether it means passing out business cards, talking about your business to at least 5 to 10 people, things of that sort, especially on social media, posting, you know, at least 3 to 5 times a day for your business. Then on top of that, posting, reposting, you know what I'm saying? Also, you know, posting content on YouTube consistently. You know, just being in people's homes on a consistent basis is important. Brand differentiation, finding, you know what I'm saying, innovative ways to set your brand apart is important to building a solid foundation, you know, for, you know, your community and also for you online and in real life. With brand differentiation, I look at it this way. That's the whole makeup and, you know, fun in building a brand. Having your full creativity and full display in different ways for your brand, whether it be, you know, creating NFTs or, you know, digital content, along with the products and accessories that you decide to make in, you know, whatever niche that you decide to, you know, partake in. Those are the, you know, most important parts of, you know, the makeup of what your brand is, along with the brand's message and story. Number three is, you know, being careful who you hire. Everyone isn't, you know, who they say they are. And so you have to pay attention to people's habits on these things, because you can see, in order to trust, they have to take your, you know, in order for you to trust them, they have to take your, you know, dream seriously. And that means with their actions, their day-to-day approach, and understanding your vision. A lot of people, just from my experience coming up and also, you know, doing work recently, aren't going to have the same energy that you have. The ones that actually do, they're only probably going to have 80%. Of the work ethic and energy that you have. They're not going to have the fullness of what you provide. So just finding those people that even have 80% is rare. And that means that once you do find them, cherish them and make sure that you teach them and coach them the proper things that you need done for your brand, but also so that way they can continue to grow on a day-to-day basis and feel like they're getting something of value in return for the work that they're doing for you. You feel me? That also goes into, you know, number four, which is being a strong leader. Learning people's habits and best practices to success can help your collabs or even employees excel in order to better communicate your vision in order to have successful projects. This is just something that, you know, I'm continuously learning on a day-to-day basis. I don't think anybody just outright is just a strong leader. You might have strong leader attributes, but it takes work and time. Because there's all different types of people, different mindsets, and you have to tailor those mindsets in order, you know what I'm saying, for everyone to be on one accord. So, like I said, that's something I'm definitely working at, and I implore you to always find new ways and best, you know, better practices, so that way you can improve, you know, your employees' work ethic, and then also, you know, when you're doing collaborations with other, you know, people, you can show them better ways to do things, so that way you guys can get your projects done more efficiently. Number five is always having a solid plan. For me, I wouldn't say I never had a solid plan. I had always had a solid vision, but my plan was always going with the flow, and sometimes you can't go with the flow. You have to really have a solid strategy and plan to what you're doing, and then as you, you know, execute that plan, you adjust, you know what I'm saying, your plans, so that way you can go with the flow. That's why, you know, in number six, you know, it goes into balance. You know what I'm saying, because for me, I didn't have a lot of balance in my approach, which in turn killed my consistency as far as, you know, pushing out, you know, digital content. Then on top of that, you know, making sure that my website was, you know, up to par on a consistent basis with, you know, new drops, new content for my website, as far as web series content and things of that sort. Then on top of that, you know, sales and discounts, just being on point with everything and being on time. And like I said, just having a solid flow with what you're doing helps you to go with the flow when, you know, things, I guess you could say, are out of, get out of sorts, out of, you know, things that are uncontrollable. Number seven is let your work do the talking for you. For me personally, I'm one of them people that's going to show up regardless if I'm talking trash or, you know what I'm saying, I'm just, you know, quiet and humble. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're coming up in the game, you want, it's in order to, you know, maintain solid relationships. I'm not saying that, you know, you gotta dicky, or, you know, you gotta, you know, be on somebody's top, being a groupie for attention. But at the same time, you want people to, you know, respect your work. So you gotta take an approach of, you know, being patient, being calm, I guess you could say being humble, not, you know, forgetting who you are, though. Like, you definitely have to let people know in some aspects and some senses. You just gotta pick and choose when to talk about your work and how to talk about your work. That is the most important thing that I'm learning on my journey, and I hope that, you know, you can take that gem if you are in a position where you are confident in your work, and also you do put in that work, you know, to be a little bit more humble until you get to a point where you can start feeling comfortable shitting on niggas and it not hurt your work. Number eight, understand the difference between loving your craft and knowing how to make money. That was another big, you know, gem that I'm still learning and also had to learn, was the difference of, you know, loving your craft and, you know, not just knowing how to make money, but also understanding that there are a lot of people out here that just want to make money, in the industry that you work in. That's why, you know, people say it's saturated, because a lot of people, they don't love what they do, but at the same time, they understand the opportunity, they know the field and industry and the, you know, quote-unquote game that is being played within the industry in order to maximize, you know, dollar amounts. So that's why they work in the industry. They're not bad people. Their approach might be bad in some aspects because they don't have a lot of care for certain things. But at the same time, understanding the difference between the two can be solid in the approach of whether you're building a brand or you're building a company that can be sold, for more money. So just understanding the different aspects of business and also the field that you're in is very important for you on your journey and, the growth that you have and building, scaling your brand is very pivotal. Number 9, people won't support you until you make them. And I don't mean in the sense where you just making people do shit, but in the sense where you're showing them that, the work that you are putting out is solid, it's, got potential, and even, is, considered great. 'Cause there is a lot of haters out here, man. There's going to be haters till the day you die, regardless of how far, you go up in the industry. There's always going to be haters, people that are jealous, people that are envious, people that, just don't care. But at the end of the day, you got to understand who you're trying to talk to, the message that you are trying to present to the people, and also the product that you're presenting to the people. And that's how you make them. Because once you put all those three things together into one balance motion, people are going to pick up on what you're doing eventually and get behind it as well too. That's something that I've definitely learned on my journey, and definitely in employing more of an aggressive patience with people as well too. Because a lot of times we get emotional in the early stages because we have so much love for our dreams that, we lose focus on, that one person that might be supporting our brand, or, those 1 to 3 people that might be supporting our brand in the beginning. And then in turn, it stalls us out for a little bit longer than what we should have really been stalled out for. So just have patience with what you're doing. Believe in what your products and your message has for the people, and continue to be consistent in the way that you put everything out, and people will hop on. That's how you make them, being consistent. Number 10, last but not least, running paid ads. This is the most important part of understanding how to run a business. Because see, paid ads aren't necessarily made for you once you just, do something, you just put out an ad. Nah, ads are, once you have, say, a collection, or, have like a brand apparel section in your brand where you just are constantly dropping single items on a weekly basis, then, you run a paid ad that, circulates these things, these events, these different products, groups, I guess you could say, collections or groups. So that's why, now, even when I run ads, I only run ads for events that I'm about to do, product releases that I'm getting ready to have, and then on top of that, extra services, or memberships that we might be providing for the brand, other platforms, just so that way people can have more exclusive content. That's what I will run an ad for. Everything else, you don't need to run an ad, because if you just run the ad, or if you just want people to just have like a regular collage of photos of your brand that, on a consistent basis that they consistently see, that's something. But otherwise, you don't really need to run ads. Everything needs to be organic. So you don't need to constantly run ads. Just run ads when you're getting ready to drop something, getting ready to have a pop-up or a live event, and just so that way people can consistently hear your brand story. Otherwise, you good. keep posting consistently, keep building, you know, those partnerships, keep building those, you know, clients, customers, and everything will come to fruition. It's just going to be, you know, a little period where you're going to be struggling to keep everything together, but you're going to have to keep it together. And that's it. So, like I said, have a solid plan, put a plan together, strategize, meaning doing the research, you know what I'm saying? Putting that hard work in on a consistent basis, building those solid routines, understanding who you are as a creator, as a person on your day-to-day life, so that way the message that you have isn't tainted, and on top of that is authentic. And you know what I'm saying, keep executing and your dreams and goals will come to fruition. Keep visualizing your purpose. I'm out.